House, Y94 and a flush, the format Friday. We call it Not Great Dates. Basically, it's just you went on a date. It was not great. What happened?
To be honest, I haven't had one of those standout stories where it's like, oh my gosh, that was absolutely terrible. However, I have to say that I think one of the worst things a man can do when making a date with a woman is having it be last minute. Take the time, plan something a little bit in advance, not a week, not a month, but at least a few days. I think it's a huge turnoff if somebody texts me the night of asking if I have dinner plans and it's the first time meeting them. Think ahead a little more.
Hey, are you free? When? Now. I'm coming over.
Yeah, at least have something planned out. And then I don't like it either, too, if a guy's like, well, what do you want to do? Okay, you're the one asking me, so I think you need to have some sort of plan.
It probably gives you an idea of what you're in for in that relationship.
Yeah.
If you're like, hey, you want to hang out sometime? You're like, yeah, sure, I'd love to hang out sometime. What do you want to do? Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? You're going to do that for the next 50 years if you stay together.
Like, you guys got to have some sort of idea.
Not great dates as far as texts or maybe your own not great date. Where are you at over there, Amy K?
Somebody said, not a great date is when I had a date send back her drink several times and eventually had our server bring out all of the ingredients in separate glasses so she could mix it herself, quote unquote, the right way. What's worse is we were both in the service industry at the time. Somebody else said, this is when I was a teenager. It was your average movie dinner date for any high school student. The only thing is she brought her mom for the whole date and she sat with us at the table, at the movies, not even trying to be sneaky and sit a little bit away from us. Nope, right next to us.
It was a date, but it wasn't great. You're not great date. 237 it's text 35270 tweet snap at Y94 Playhouse or at Y94 official MKTO Classic Y94 Playhouse in the morning. Playhouse Y94 talking about your not great date.
So this guy, we went on a first date and we ordered only like two drinks because we were late for a movie, whatever. And he tipped the waiter $50. And I don't mind that. Like, I am very much for tipping, you know, servers very, very well. But you could tell that it was he was just trying to flash his money at me, you know, and that was just such a turn off.
I was going to say, he sounds like he's just a really generous guy, but you're probably right. I'm sure he's just trying to like look a certain way for you.
Probably, but at the same time, what if that's like a bar he constantly goes to and he's friends with the servers and that's what he does or like that was his buddy? I don't know.
Your not great date and we're seeing plenty.
Somebody said, got a flat tire after picking her up. Then we went out for dinner and drinks. My credit card got declined. Then we decided to stay at the bar. Ran into my ex who tried to start a fight with my date. It was our first date. Somehow it wasn't our last date. Someone else saying, when I was dating my wife, I asked her to come to my brother's wedding with me. And it was a terrible idea. One, because I was in the wedding party. Two, she had never met my parents, let alone my entire extended family, which is quite large. Three, I didn't make a good plan for who she'd be sitting with during the reception. Luckily, my cousin and his wife took her under her wing, and my aunt still brings it up to this day. I do realize it was a bad idea then. However, she did get to know my whole family.
All right, what was your not great date? It just did not go well. 237 inch tanks, 35270. Don't stop, turn that on. Playhouse, Flush the Format Friday, 194, been talking about your not great dates.
I went on a date with a kid who, his dad owned like a real estate company, and he started using words to describe certain neighborhoods based on the ethnicity of the population that lived there. So very quickly after that, I got up and left. He was pretty confused as to why I was leaving, but it was just not the vibe.
You know, there's just certain things that a person can say or do that it kind of tips you off to like, you might not be my kind of people.
Yeah, that just it like rubs you the wrong way. You're like, yeah, I don't want to be around you.
Were you seeing some more that were like, yeah, not great dates?
Yeah, someone said, I went to a New Year's Eve party with a guy I'd been chatting with for a few months. And when I get there, his friends start asking where his girlfriend is, and they were not referring to me. Well, finally, at one point, he goes on to say that she was boring and he was going to break up with her and start dating me. I did not hang out with him for the rest of the night. Someone else said, I fell over wearing ridiculously high heels. I went flying in one direction, the shoe in the other. I had to hobble and walk over to get my shoe. My left leg had a bunch of bruises all over it. I fell again, broke two toes, and I hadn't even started drinking. We had just got to the restaurant. And somebody else said, I had a girl openly flirt with the bartender in front of me. She says she wasn't, but handing him her phone number and asking for his contact info in front of me, it definitely seemed like it.
And not great date. Hello.
Worst date I ever went on. Of course, it was one through one of the apps. And I went to dinner with this guy. We met for dinner, which I'm not a big fan of dinner on a first date anyway. But when our entrees had been delivered, he says, oh, excuse me, I've got to FaceTime my kid and put them to bed. And I'm fine with kids, but he like holds up his phone, calling his five-year-old that's with his ex-wife, and sits there holding the phone directly in front of his face while I'm eating my salad. And he's directly, it was so awkward and weird. So that's probably the worst date.
Been weirder if he was like trying to include you in the conversation.
Yeah, want to say hi to my friend. Hey, can you say goodnight to my kid? Maybe read him a story.
No, I don't think so.